U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is moving to calm concerns about the fate of the Middle East peace process. Kerry has issued a statement saying he does not think the recent flap over Israeli settlement plans will derail the process.
The United States of America views all of the settlements as illegitimate. That is the policy of the United States. And we have communicated that policy very clearly to our friends in Israel. And we have worked very closely with the Palestinians in order to try to make certain that everybody understands what the road forward will be like. I think what this underscores, actually, is the importance of getting to the table quickly.
The Palestinians have condemned the Israeli approval of nearly 1,200 more settlements in East Jerusalem and the West Bank just days before this week's talks. A spokesperson for Israel's prime minister, though, says the approval of the new settlements will not prevent the peace talks from moving forward. However, Palestinian officials say the move is a deliberate blow for peace in the region. Halting settlement construction is a major Palestinian demand in moving the peace talks forward. Israel's move has also stirred up a conflict between Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip. Hamas leader Khalil al-Haya says Abbas and his Fatah movement have crossed red lines in their negotiations with the Israelis.
They crossed all red lines in their negotiations, and what you see in the new talks, they are talking about the international city of Jerusalem. They deny the right of return and they will transfer the refugees to settle in the Arab countries without their right to return.
A new round of peace talks is scheduled for Wednesday. The last round of substantive talks was actually held way back in 2008. However, the dispute over settlements has kept the two sides away from the table to this point.